Welcome to Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV. Joining us now from the Circle Pine City Council, Matt Percy. He's already been on board for three terms. You're seeking a fourth. And thanks for stopping by, Matt. Well, you must enjoy what you do with the council because you keep coming back, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for having me, Eric. It's been a real blast. It's been a great experience to be on the council. We've gone through a lot of changes in Circle Pines over the last 10 to 12 years. A lot of changes with infrastructure, with how we do our public safety and services and everything. But one thing that's been really constant is our ability to kind of smooth things out between the highs and the lows in terms of how much we're charging our residents for the services that they receive. And I've been really proud about that. I think that being able to keep on a steady path has been good for the city, and it's been good for our residents because they know what to expect.
Circle Pines, outer ring suburb with, you know, kind of a pastoral existence as far as being in wide open spaces, yet you're close to the two downtowns, St. Paul and Minneapolis. How do you preserve that lifestyle in Circle Pines?
So it's interesting with Circle Pines because we're fully built out at this point, so we don't have a lot of those growth issues that a lot of other cities are dealing with. So we don't have developers coming through and people arguing about how big lot size is going to be and everything like that. A lot of our focus with our residents in terms of housing structure, that has to deal with remodeling or variances for improvements, that sort of thing. So change on the housing structure is it's a lot more on a smaller scale than it would be in other cities. But one thing that I think, to your point about pastoral experience, trying to feel like you're out in the open, one of the things that we really benefit from is that we have an incredibly large number of parks, trails, and mm-hmm. open space in the city. And that's one of the reasons why people are drawn to our city, because they can walk out their door and 5 minutes later they feel like they're in the middle of, you know, a WMA somewhere in Minnesota, you know, wildlife management area. And there's lots of places to walk and stroll, and with Rice Creek running through the city as well, it doesn't take much for people to feel like they're getting away from it all.
So the proximity to nature, trails, that's a huge positive for Circle Pines. What would you say the other benefits are?
One of the huge benefits we have is, of course, the Centennial School District, and that obviously draws a lot of young families into our area. That would be one of our huge positives. Another big draw is the fact you mentioned the geography. It's easy for us to get to both St. Paul and Minneapolis. We're a 15-minute drive away from either one. Personally, I like the fact that we're on the north side of the Twin Cities mm-hmm. because when we tend to take a lot of our short vacations up north, Lake yep. Mille Lacs and Duluth. And it's nice not to have to drive through the rest of the Twin Cities to get up there, and especially when you come home on Sunday, you can just get right off the freeway and you're right there. Circle Pines is also, like I mentioned earlier, we've been spending some time, or quite a bit of time and resources upgrading our infrastructure and getting our streets and our sewer lines rebuilt and everything, and trying to get ahead of those before they become big problems and more expensive problems. So I think that's a huge benefit as well. People don't have to worry that their water line's going to explode in the yeah. middle of the winter, and they don't have to worry that down the line we're going to be tearing up their street in the middle, you know, in the middle of the summer, because we've gotten that taken care of now. So I think those are all big positives for our city.
What do you think Circle Pines needs to fix? Are there any things that, you know, they've got to get better at as a city, improve on?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things we're looking at right now is doing a refresh of our existing park system. So we have been putting incremental money into the parks over the last 20 years or so. We're actually looking at possibly bonding additional dollars to make some larger upgrades to different areas of our parks in terms of facilities and the types of maintenance we would do. So I think that's a big avenue of opportunity for us. We've been also working with the state over the last few years to try to complete the Rice Creek Regional Trail North Corridor. Basically, it comes up from the south all the way to Shoreview on our southern border there. And then it's also coming in from Lionel Lakes over by Baldwin Park on the east side of town. But there's no way to connect them in between right now. So we're trying to get additional bonding dollars from the state to finally build that additional piece, put a couple of bridges in there so that people will be able to use that. And then you can go all the way through the city, you could go up to Centerville, you could go mm-hmm. south all the way down downtown if you wanted to, all on trail system. So that would be a huge benefit for us too.
So like we said, you've been on the Circle Pines City Council for three terms, possibly a fourth. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've grown into the position? What have you learned? What's the learning curve been like the last few years?
The learning curve is actually not that bad. And I'll say that because we have really good staff. our city administrator, all the folks that work on that side, they know their stuff. And I can't give enough credit to them. Coming in as a city council person, you're asked to make decisions more at a high level, but they are able to lay out in detail, here are the options, here's what's gonna happen if we go with A, B, C, or D. So yeah, there's a learning curve there, but they've really been able to help smooth that curve out. And it's been that way for a long time. We've had very, very low turnover in our staff over the years. We've had a couple of key positions that we replaced, including our city administrator about 5 years ago. Patrick Antonin is fantastic, mm-hmm. been doing a great job for us. And it's been an interesting experience coming onto the role and understanding what does it take to recognize problems, get ahead of those problems, come up with a solution, and then budget for them appropriately yeah. in a way that's not gonna break the bank for everybody over the next year or two.
And speaking of big decisions, so August 1, Minnesota legalizes marijuana, and now you're dealing with cannabis, and how should the city handle that? That's a big decision. How do you find the right way to deal with something like that?
That's a really great one because we've been working on that one right now. We've had a lot of discussion on the city council, and it's one of the situations where we've, the rare cases where we don't have unanimous consent on what's going on. So we've had a lot of back and forth. Initially, we were talking about doing a blanket smoking ban, including not only cannabis, but also tobacco mm-hmm. and vaping. Some cities like Duluth are planning on doing that and banning those in public spaces. We chose not to go in that direction, but we had a lot of different opinions on the council on this, and I think we're settling down, it looks at this point like we're settling into a situation where we would prohibit cannabis use only within public spaces. So that would mean on the street, in the parks, that sort of thing. I ended up voting against that. My personal perspective on it is that we're really early on in the process, and while I don't think that cannabis smoke is something that people should be subjected to, it's gross, it's a hassle for a lot of other people. I think I would like to let it play out for a few months and give our citizens the chance to be respectful towards others and see how it works. And if it turns out that people are not showing that respect to other people, I'd like to revisit the issue. For a situation like this where it's not a clear, direct impact to public safety and health, I think I'd rather give people the freedom to choose what they want to do, and then we'll see how that works out. But the way that it's looking right now, it looks like we probably will pass that cannabis ordinance here in a couple of weeks.
And really, each city in Minnesota's on their own island, aren't they? I mean, they've been left to their own devices to navigate this and figure out what's best.
Yeah, it's a case where the state could have created a standard for all the cities, but they chose not to. And so it's nice to have individual choice, but it does create that patchwork quilt of
yes.
one regulation here, different regulation here. It comes back to, looks like our cities are going to become little miniature laboratories of democracy here to see how things work out.
Circle Pines has joint police, joint fire. Do you like that? Moving forward, are you going to tinker with anything, or is everything good status quo?
Status quo, I would say, it's worked out really good for us in the past, and it's the way of the future, really, to be able to collaborate with your surrounding communities. And I think we've had a really strong relationship on our police department with both Lexington and Centerville. That's worked out great for us. With the fire department, it's us with Centennial Fire District. We've got Centerville with us, and we used to have Lionel Lakes. As we know here, about 6-7 years ago, Lionel Lakes decided to go off in their own direction. And I think that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the future is for cities to have their own individual departments. I think collaboration with other cities creates cost savings, creates savings in terms of management and et cetera. Plus, it's a lot easier for us to help each other out, too. So I think the future going forward is going to be more of a regional approach. And Centennial Fire District here a couple years ago we pushed forward with that regional approach because we started to partner with our neighboring district, Spring Lake Park, Blaine, Mounds View, which is a tremendous department, and we've contracted with them, and they're providing our management in terms of fire chief and on-site chief, And in return, we're able to collaborate with them for training and other issues. And so our firefighters are learning from them. They're learning a lot from us in terms of EMS, which they weren't quite as strong on before. And I want to, personally, I would like to see that relationship expand as we go forward. And hopefully, eventually, other communities will take notice of that and say, this model really works. We should be doing this on an even grander scale. And I think we'll be having a lot more discussions about that over the next 5 to 10 years.
In your 3 stints on the council, maybe 4 coming up, is there anything that you've had to deal with that you had no idea was part of the job description?
Yeah. One of the major issues that we're dealing with or have been dealing with in Circle Pines for a long time is with a particular business on Lake Drive that used to be known as the Down Under Bar. They came to us about 12, 13 years ago and they said, we've got a plan, we want to rebuild. I was on the Planning Commission at that time, and so we approved the plans that they had. And we said, here you go, go at it. And then nothing happened. And we went many, many years with no development. Eventually, we got to the point where we had to condemn the property to get them to tear the building down because it was falling apart. And now we've been in some disputes with them about what's left. There's still an empty basement there, which we think is a hazard for the community, as well as an eyesore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was one issue. When I started this, I didn't think that we would be in a 12-year process to try to get a single piece of property redeveloped.
Yeah, and I suppose you discovered that you may go in with, you know, a grandiose idea, but, you know, the wheels of change sometimes grind slowly, don't they?
Yeah, they really do, especially when you start to get the court systems involved. And that tends to slow things down and throw sand in the gears really fast.
How do you look at the future of Circle Pines? As you said, there's not much development that's going to happen, but it's still an attractive city. It's surrounded by other cities that are growing. Mm-hmm. How do you look into that crystal ball and say, this is what I think Circle Pines should be?
Yeah, I think Circle Pines is going to be, it's not going to have radical change, which mm-hmm. I think is what people are looking mm-hmm. for. We're not going to be tipping up the apple cart or anything like that. As far as housing stock goes, we're going to continue to focus on helping individuals with rehabbing their buildings, expanding out. Some of our housing stock is old. It needs to be upgraded. So we're going to continue to focus on that. We're going to continue to help out any way we can with the Centennial School District to try to make that a good place for young families to move in and try to keep up our property tax base. And we're not going to let go of the things that work, like our park system. And we'll continue to push forward on that and make sure that people not only want to live there and work there, but also have a place to play and grow when they're not doing those other activities.
You feel like the park system, the trails in Circle Pines, stack up to any city of its size in the state?
Oh yeah, without question. And if you look at on a per capita basis, I think we're right up there at the top with any other city in the community or in the state in terms of how much space is available for each one of our residents.
Yeah, and everybody wants to get outside, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and we need to. When we spend so much time in front of a computer screen, it is good for not only your body, but also your heart and soul to get out there and yeah. experience some of that space too.
So tell the viewers that are watching, you know, why they should vote for you and continue your run with the city council.
So over the last few years, we've experienced a tremendous long-term development in terms of the rehabilitation of our infrastructure, our streets, our sewers. We're going to be doing the same thing with parks. These things aren't cheap. They cost a lot of money. And for a lot of other cities, they would wait until the last minute and all of a sudden they'd say, we've got a real problem. We're going to have to jack our tax rates through the ceiling in order to pay for this stuff because we've got pipes breaking all over or we've got manganese mm-hmm. in our water lines, to use a recent example. But in Circle Pines, we try to get ahead of these problems. And one of the things that I push for is to make sure that we're budgeting appropriately and we're putting money aside because we know we're going to have these expenses down the road so that when those expenses come, instead of a huge tax bill, yeah. we've got a smaller one. And so our growth rate for our city budgets over the past 10 years or so has averaged around 3%. So in some years it could have been way high or it could have been way low, but I think having that steady expectation of what's to come and knowing that your tax bill isn't going to change very much on a year-to-year basis, I think that's a huge benefit for people. It gives them a little bit of peace of mind when when they're going to bed at night that they're not going to have their city pulling the rug out from underneath them.
Yeah, for sure. Anything you want to add, Matt?
Just that Circle Pines is a great place to live. If anyone is watching this in the surrounding communities, and we're always looking for new people to move in too, and give it a shot.
All right, well, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Eric. Appreciate it.
Matt Percy running again for Circle Pines City Council. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.